With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Montana Supreme Court today dealt a major blow to a measure that supporters say would have increased the rights of crime victims. Edward O'Brien has more.
Montana voters passed Marcy's Law last November by a 66% majority. Wednesday, the state's high court declared it unconstitutional.
Today's ruling is not just a victory for the plaintiffs and for the people of Montana, but also for the sanctity of the Montana Constitution itself.
That's Alex Raitt, the legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana. Last June, the Montana ACLU, the Montana Association of Counties, and Montana Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers sued to stop Marcy's Law from ever going into effect. It would have amended the state constitution to expand the privacy rights of crime victims and their families, as well as allowed them to participate in judicial proceedings, among other provisions. And that, said a majority of Montana Supreme Court justices, was the problem. Marcy's Law made multiple changes to the state constitution when they should have instead been considered separately. ACLU's Alex Raitt says voters were not properly presented with what he says were the unintended consequences of Marcy's Law.
What the court noted is that Montana voters don't have the same opportunity to consider and debate a proposition the same way you would if this was submitted as a legislative referendum.
Marcy's Law for Montana State Director Chuck Deneau says the Montana Supreme Court's ruling strips crime victims of their right to be on equal footing with their offenders in the judicial system.
None of the provisions of Marcy's Law were unconstitutional. It was the ballot initiative process that they looked at. You know, I'm still digesting the opinion. It certainly is disappointing.
Deneau says Marcy's Law for Montana will continue to advocate for the rights of Montana crime victims. The two dissenting state Supreme Court justices, Jim Rice and Beth Baker, said the law is not ready for review because it's not yet been implemented and therefore its impacts are unknown. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.